The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Ask me how many times we can restart a program.
So, good morning, everyone. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are always stuff. We're always full of stuff. And yes, we had to restart our program, but you don't care because you don't know. But it's kind of cool because it was kind of like when you go to a show like, let's say, David Letterman when he was on or whatever those shows are that and you're in the audience and they have someone come out and warm up the audience.
Oh, yeah.
So we just warmed ourselves up.
There we
So
there
that
go.
Was a pre-show warm-up that we just did that no one will ever hear.
Yeah, and we said some important stuff.
We did say some important stuff.
Like, don't talk to us when we're on the air because we don't know you are there. Because we're recording and we can't tell what you're talking about. And we're not very bright people all the time. So, you know, it goes over my head.
So how many accents did you do? You did a child just now.
Uh-huh.
You did an Irish.
I did?
You did. Slid into that.
I didn't notice that.
I think you were sliding.
I sliding all over the
into,
place.
Into it. Yes, because we aren't live.
No.
But you can email
us.
Oh,
what it is. I'm not live. That's the reason.
Our email address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
We love getting your emails. And I just, the other day, I saw my cousin Marie.
Uh-huh.
And she does still, she listens.
And she
I was
emails too.
Really happy. Mm-hmm. And she emails. Mm-hmm. And it was nice to get a hug from her.
Aww.
And we do have our person who is going to be coming in as a co-host.
Yes. The end of the month.
At the end of the month, which we have to talk to her about and see if she can do
right.
The end of the month.
Right.
And her name is Mary Hood.
Quite contrary.
Yes, Mary. Mary's going to be a guest on our show. And
we're looking forward to it.
What else do we have? Oh, it's New Year. It's a New Year.
Oh, yeah, It's 23. 3 and 2 is 5, and 2 is 7, so we're an odd year, so we're safe.
Today, is this year a leap year?
I don't know.
I don't either. So we can check that out. And today is January 12th.
Okay.
And we're saying Happy New Year because we're recording on January 12th. Five,
which is my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday, sis. And 5 and 7 is 12.
Which is 2 and 1 and 3.
Yes.
Yay! I like odd numbers, so can you tell?
Today, we are January 12.
Yes. Should I do the small creature?
We have a disclaimer.
Yes, it's a mm-hmm. very, very small creature. You have to listen very closely.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent
Very
the opinions
nervous.
Of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
It sounds like you were singing when you did that.
Kinda.
It's so cute. I love the surprise every time we come in. And you can, if you run out of voices, you can repeat them.
Well, I thought about also doing it backwards to see who could catch on.
That would be really great.
Okay, then I'll do that next time.
So Jeannie Robertson, who is has passed away.
Very
unfortunately.
Funny.
Very,
oh,
very
she
funny.
Has?
She passed away, I think, last year. Her husband passed first, and then she passed. It just
couldn't live without him.
Just, really, they were tight.
Aww.
And when she was Miss America, she says Miss America because she's Southern, And so it's okay for me to talk like her because she had a very thick accent.
Yes, she
would
did.
Say, she would even say, you know, that's what I say, Miss America. And she didn't have a talent. So her talent was that she did the McDonald's jingle backwards. 12 beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
She did that backwards?
Yes. And she did it over and over backwards to see how many times she could do it in a certain period of time.
Oh, and my gosh.
Yeah. It's real. You can Google that. Jeannie Robertson.
I'll have to because that sounds like impossible.
Yeah. Jeannie Robertson, McDonald's. I think that will probably be enough.
Okay. Oh. You have days?
I have days, but I have something very special.
Oh.
I'll do it after days.
Okay.
So today, January 12th, is there's some that aren't National Pharmacist Day, but it's also National Tea Day.
Some people like pharmacists a lot.
This is true. You know, when I take my pill, I think, man, a
You're
pharmacist.
You're only on one.
A pharmacist is such a huge responsibility.
Uh-huh.
When you think about it,
yep,
they could make a mistake. And it might not be really good.
That's true.
So when you see your pharmacist,
thank him.
Thank your pharmacist, him or her. And it's also make your dream. Oh no! The 13th is make your dream come true day.
Oh.
And it's also National
Don't
Rubber
know if
Ducky.
You'd go for that though.
You might have to make a list.
Yeah.
So it's also National Rubber Ducky Day tomorrow.
I have one of those.
Do you? Is it in your tub?
No.
You just have it in your office?
I do.
Okay.
It's only about an inch high.
January 14th, you can do this.
What?
Dress up your pet day. Now, this is hilarious because January 14th is Dress Up Your Pet Day.
You don't know my pets.
But it's also World Logic Day.
Well,
so doesn't that contradict dress up your pet? Because that's not really logical
to
me.
If I had a little miniature Spock, I could dress him up and then it would be logical.
It would be oh my gosh. But a bump. 15th, National Hat Day, and it's National Bagel Day. So
I
put
like
on your
bagels.
Hat on the 15th and go get yourself a bagel.
Cream cheese.
Chives. Smoked salmon.
Well, all right. You had to ruin it.
And capers. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
the 16th is Appreciate a Dragon Day.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
That's the 16th. Write it down.
Ooh.
And then it's also National Nothing Day.
I think that's my favorite.
I love that. National Nothing Day. If
yeah.
you go on to the 17th, it's Benjamin Franklin Day. And guess what day it is also for all of you who made a New Year's resolution or two?
Resolution dropping day?
Uh-huh. It's ditch.
No.
Mm-hmm. Ditch it. Go ahead. Forget it. I never make one because I never keep it. January 18th is Thesaurus Day.
I'll look that up.
And it's also Winnie the Pooh Day.
Oh, yeah, it's cute.
Yes, and we know who you love.
Yeah.
You love Tigger.
Eeyore.
Not Tigger, Eeyore.
Eeyore.
And it's Martin Luther King Day on the 18th. It's observed on the third Monday of January. So there we go, and then we'll get to the 19th
next
on
week.
The 19th. But those are the days, and our favorite one is...
Do nothing.
January 16th, Nothing Day. But I think I like Bagel Day, too, because I like bagels.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting
to want it. So those are the days, and there you have it.
I have riddles.
Okay.
And I have riddles for this week and riddles
for
next week.
Oh, no true or false. So this
no
is riddles.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're easy.
Oh, not challenging?
Well, I tried them out on Greg, and he said... That's a toughie.
Okay, so it depends.
Yeah, it depends.
All right, go.
Number one, what question can you never answer yes to? Number two, what tastes better than it smells? And number three, I am an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even.
Okay, well, this requires some thought. So let's repeat those.
Question you can never answer yes to. What tastes better than it smells? Take a way a letter from an odd number and it becomes even?
I like these.
Yeah.
But these I'd have to think about for a moment.
Okay.
I actually think I have number one.
Okay.
All right. So we'll repeat that at the top of the second half hour of our show. It's Lynn and Bev. We are Stuff, 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. And we talked on one of our shows about Morse code.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You got something on it?
I have Beverly.
What?
Beverly. In Morse code.
You've got my name in Morse code.
Yes, and I actually listened to it, and it was pretty cool. But you are dash dot 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 dash dot dot dash dot dot dash dot dot dash dot dash.
I've only got a certain number of letters in my name.
I guess a dash would be a dash would be right, and then a dot would be, and then a dash. No, because the little lever goes down and it goes.
I'm a melody. Wow.
So, for those of you out there that don't know this, you can actually order a bracelet that has your name or message in Morse code engraved on the bracelet.
Oh, my gosh.
And you can get, I mean, anywhere from $10 to whatever.
Send me a link. So,
was that a pun?
No.
A link bracelet, you get it?
A over my
so,
head.
So, yeah, so that's, and I have printed right here, that's your name in Morse code, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, that
cool?
is so cool.
Yeah, it's long.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Who invented Morse code? Do we have any information on that?
Thomas
Morse? Maybe.
Don't they name things after people that
maybe,
do that?
Maybe.
I know what it is. My brain knows what it is, but it's hidden back behind the thingamajibber.
Behind the earphones that you have.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Oh, I'm going to feel stupid.
Why?
Anyway, what I have is I went on to USA.gov.
Oh.
And I found what some of the scams and stuff that are going around, and found out how they work them and where you can report them and how you can
good information.
Protect yourself.
So we're going to be learning today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next week, because it's a big beast.
Okay.
Ready for
yes,
the first one?
I am ready.
Coronavirus scams. There's so many of them.
Oh, yes.
Identity theft is when people post a photo of their vaccination card on social media. Don't post a photo of your vaccination card. Who does this? They can take your name, your birth date, and other personal information. Don't do this.
Yeah, why?
Just what would say be that you got vaccinated. You don't need to show us.
Yes. Which goes along with a lot of things that have your information on
like
it.
Like credit cards, and mm-hmm. social security
mm-hmm.
cards.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
mm-hmm.
put them on
mm-hmm.
the internet.
Mm-hmm. No, don't put them on the internet. I agree.
And there are COVID-19 testing, vaccine, and treatment scams. Be aware that scammers are targeting Medicare recipients. They're offering testing in an attempt to steal personal information. Mm. Don't do that, because you can get these tests for free.
Yes, you can get, and you can also get the medication, the Paxlovid, for free.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very hard. And I don't mean to. This isn't a target to elderly people, but it seems that they're more trusting mm-hmm. to things like that, where they think they're being helped. Or telephone
talker.
Scammers, where I've witnessed it, where I've been with friends who are much older than I am,
mm-hmm.
and they will talk to the person on the phone and start giving information, and I'm sitting there going, nope, hang up, just hang it up. And things like, you know, we're from Social Security and we're calling you, et cetera,
yes,
et cetera.
They will never do that.
Never. So when you get a call and you don't know who it is, just hang up. If it's somebody that really needs you, they'll call you back.
Mm-hmm. Or leave a message.
Or leave a message, yes. So I had some things here about unusual places to hide money in your house.
Uh-oh. Are you going to be giving them a robbers a heads up where it is now?
Probably. So if you're a robber, turn off your radio.
We know who you are.
You can hide your money in the door handle of your house.
Door handle?
Yes. So there's door handles that you can get that I would imagine are hollow. And you can actually put money in the door handle. Now, really, when you think about it, what robber, first of all, would think about that? Of course, now that I've said it.
Would you have it on the inside or the outside?
They showed the picture of inside.
Okay.
And now you have to, you know, figure out how to get the door handle up. But, a robber wants to get out quick. So they wouldn't necessarily, I don't think.
Would they have to unscrew bolts?
Look in the door. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No little latch that just lifts up and...
Not that I saw on the picture.
Besides, those things aren't very big.
No, you'd have to put a check in there.
No coins, because it would rattle and give it away.
That's true.
See, I like to debunk these things sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. Yeah, I think the coin, you know, it would be kind of cool to have coins in there, and then the person would take a lot of time to try to open it, and all they're getting is, you know, 16 cents.
Not a very bright robber.
No. But there's some good stuff on here.
Okay.
That I'll share with you.
Charity scams. Fake charities pop up during disasters, and scammers can also claim to be from real charities. Checks from the government. Scammers say they're from the IRS or another government agency. They ask for your personal information or try to charge you fake fees for getting your stimulus check or offer you a way to get the money early.
Now, speaking of checks,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you get a check in the mail and it's made out to you,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know what it's all about, but it's for, say, $100 or $20.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, this is your prize or this is your gift.
Yeah.
Once you sign the back, you have to look, before you sign the back, well, I wouldn't sign the back.
Yeah.
You look at what the whole thing is about, and it will say somewhere, by signing this check, you have agreed to this subscription for a year or this or having a roof put on your house or gutters.
Whoa.
And you signed that check and you cash it. You're sunk.
I did not know that.
So never, never, unless you know what it's about,
right?
Sign a check that you look at and go, why didn't I get this? Oh, really? They're going to give me this for free? Really? Look at the small print.
Get out your magnifying glass.
Yes, and tear it up.
All right. What you got?
Well, everyone knows this. Under the bed mattress.
Yeah. That doesn't That's work for me since I only sleep on one mattress.
Well, yeah. Well, it's on something, right?
The floor.
A platform. So you could put it underneath on the floor.
I could.
I don't think I'd put my money under the mattress.
I'd never find it again.
But then again, our mattress is really heavy. So maybe that would be a good place because it takes time.
Do you have a jack?
No, I have a mark. But that...
Ba-dum-bum. That was good. That was good.
Yeah, so I don't know that I would do the mattress unless, you know, how quickly would somebody be able to get under there and get it.
I'd attach a mouse trap to it.
Okay. It's kind of cool.
I wouldn't want to sleep on it, though.
No. Like Princess and the Pea.
I was thinking of that.
Were you?
Yeah.
We are.
Synced.
I'm a Princess and the Pea person.
You would feel it?
I can tell when something's off. Like if I'm laying on the couch. And I'm also can't walk barefoot in my house.
Oh.
Because if I walk barefoot and something touches underneath my foot, Like if I'm in the kitchen and a little crumb hits my foot.
She's one of those.
I am. I can't do it. I can. No.
Okay.
All right.
FDIC and banking. People pretend to call from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or your bank. They say your bank account or your ability to get cash are in danger and ask for your personal information. And what about grandparent and military service member scams? We've all heard about those. Scammer pretends to be a grandchild, and I wish they'd call me and try it because I don't have any grandchildren, so I know. And they ask you to wire them money.
Yep.
COVID-19 funeral assistance scam. This is one that I had not heard about before. Scammers pretend to be from FEMA's COVID-19 funeral assistance program and call to offer program registration to family members of people who have died from COVID. And then the scammers can steal the family's members' social security numbers and other forms of identification.
And it sounds so legit.
It does.
You put the FEMA on there.
Yep.
And we know what's happened with COVID. Mm-hmm. And it all makes sense. And mm-hmm. it seems so logical and so helpful. And it's not.
I would say ask them to leave you a number and you'll call back later.
Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you they won't.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even if they do, it's not going to be a real one.
Mm-hmm.
People.
I know. It's interesting and it's scary. I actually think that I printed something about what to do. No, maybe not. What to do when you're on the phone with a scammer. What to...
Other than yes. hang up?
Yes, I do. And I'll share that
okay.
later. You can hide money inside picture frames.
Huh.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Especially if you have lots of pictures hanging or pictures displayed
some
in
of
frames.
Them have covers on the back of them, though, and you'd have to tear them
Well, you'd
or
have
something.
To take them off. So you'd put the money in between. You know how they give you a little piece of cardboard or something that you put the picture, you put the glass, and then you put the picture on the glass. And then
oh,
behind
those kind of pictures.
That one you put... You know, a piece of cardboard or something to make it snug.
Oh, I thought you were talking about artwork.
Oh, artwork, too.
They have a special backing.
So maybe you need to tape an envelope to the backing with the money in it. But then if you have a lot of money, your picture won't hang flat on the wall. It'll be a bump. If you tape an envelope of money behind
Isn't
your...
Isn't it something how something serious can go so wrong and fall off all the tracks...
Then what if you forget which frame? Or what if you forget it's there altogether?
Well, then you won't care because you won't be around to worry
about
it.
My gosh, it would be terrible if you had one like the one I described with the glass and the photo and the little piece of cardboard. And then you put your money, then you put another piece, and then you lock it in.
Uh-huh.
And you pass, and your family comes and just donates all those pictures to whatever because they don't
Goodwill.
Want them. Hey, everybody.
Check your frames.
Check everything. Wow. Check everything.
Sometimes you can be so smart, you'll fool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The best thing to do with these scams is report them. And to report them, you can contact the National Center for Disaster Fraud hotline at 866-720-5721. Or email disaster@leo.gov.
L-E-O?
Mm-hmm.
Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who Leo is.
They know. You can report a scam to the FBI at fbi.gov. If it's an online scam, submit your complaint through the Internet Crime Complaint Center. Internet Crime Complaint Center. I'm not sure. I'll have to look up to find out what that
well, I think if
you
URL
is.
If you Google Internet Crime Complaint Center.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good idea to put this phone number in my phone. Scam reporting,
mm-hmm.
so that if I, because I get lots of those calls.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool to have that in my phone to, so I can just do it.
Yep.
Just report it. 866-720-5721.
You got it.
Cool. We were just gazing at each other. Hello. You can put your money in your wall clock. Or behind your wall clock.
I would put it behind.
Behind your wall clock.
Maybe I'd put behind the wall clock the message telling me where I hid the money.
That's actually a good idea, because if a robber comes in and they find something behind the wall clock, and you write where it is in a code, like, I put the money where I love most in my house.
Ooh,
now, that could be your
office.
It could be your recliner. It could be your bed. It could be the kitchen.
Your husband.
Your husband. But I don't know if I'd give him my money.
No.
Yeah, he might go to Dunkin' Donuts. My husband, he'd be go to Dunkin' Donuts. Speaking of that, I actually got Mark a hat, a Dunkin' Donuts hat that I ordered online. And he wears it because he gets a coffee every morning. They know him. They know when he's coming.
They should give him a free coffee if he's wearing
should.
A hat.
They know the sound of his truck. They know when he's coming. Here comes Mark. Get his coffee ready. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Cool.
And God forbid there's no pumpkin spice. That's a problem. That's a problem. Pumpkin spice
it's
is
seasonal,
what he,
though.
It is. It's going away soon, I would imagine. Yes,
oh
yes.
My gosh.
Honey, you're going to have to figure something out.
It's going to have to buy stock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, rumors, myths, and conspiracy theories about the coronavirus can be frightening and misleading. Go to FEMA's rumor control page, to check out the real answers about the rumors, and that is FEMA.gov/disaster/coronavirus/rumor control.
And if you go to that FEMA website and you forget the forward slash, you can click on a link on the website that will take you there.
It kind of pops up on its own, doesn't
it? Yeah. So if you get to that website, you can probably search around and find it. But
yes.
That's great. So
yes.
Go to FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
FEMA.gov and see if it's true. Don't get pressured into doing things when people call you or text you.
Right. Don't panic.
Don't panic and don't get pressured, because if it's real, they'll find you.
Yeah.
But don't ever make a decision. Hang up and check it out, because most of the time it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Inside a desktop computer casing. So you know how you have the big, if you have one, a big
tower?
The tower.
Ah.
There's space in there. So you could possibly open that from the front or the back and slide something in there, because there's space, maybe at the bottom.
What if you put it in a toilet paper roll?
What?
What? It just popped into my head.
You mean one that you're storing under the cabinet in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Or? Not bad.
I wouldn't want to roll it out.
Not bad. Whoa, you mean roll it into the paper, not in the cardboard hole. You mean unroll the toilet paper a little bit and then roll your money into the toilet paper?
No, but go ahead.
Can you? That's clever.
That's dangerous.
By the time a burglar checks all these places, they're caught. Someone has come home, a dog has bit them, an alarm has gone off, the cameras are taking pictures inside. You know, everybody has cameras.
Oh, I want
and
one of those Ring or whatever it is.
The Ring.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Is it? Have you got it?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people do. And you know what's cool about it? If you don't have one and something happens, chances are one of your neighbors does. If somebody checks with the neighbors and says, hey, somebody, you know, whatever, and they can check and see who was in your yard, who maybe came in, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
So having a neighbor with Ring.
Or another device similar to.
Similar to. Right.
Yes.
We're not promoting Ring. It just happens to be what came up in your mind.
You got it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Hmm.
You said you had something special?
Something special? Well, yeah, for the second half.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's and I'll give a little tease.
Okay.
It's what do you say to the idiots that call you that are telemarketers or scammers? What do you say to them? We're going to talk about that.
Okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, popular banking scams include overpayment scams. Someone sends you a check, instructs you to deposit in your bank account and wire part of the money back to them, but the check was fake, so you, this goes back to what you were saying earlier, yeah, have to pay your bank the amount of the check, plus you'll lose any money you wired. And this is where you take that check and do what Lynn had said earlier, check to see what it says on the check, if you are liable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's unsolicited check fraud. A scammer sends you a check for no reason.
Mm.
That's the same kind of thing. Automatic withdrawals. A scam company sets up automatic withdrawals from your bank account to qualify for a free trial or collect a prize. So you see those on Facebook all the time.
Oh.
Don't fall for them. Because
no.
They're... No. Phishing. You receive an email message that asks you to verify your bank account or debit card number. Don't do it.
No,
don't do it. Don't
no,
do it.
No,
don't
no,
do
no,
it.
No. No.
You put scams to the federal agencies. They can't investigate individual cases, but your report can help them collect evidence for lawsuits against scammers. And there is a phone number. It's the report telephone scams online to the Federal Trade Commission. You can also call 1-877-382-4357. The FTC is the primary government agency that collects scam complaints.
Now, that number was for telephone scam?
Yes.
And if you missed any of these numbers, you can email us.
Yes. At stuffingforus.com. At gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be happy to help you.
Oh, yeah.
By giving you these numbers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, you know what?
At
if you
Stanford.
Have a secret zipper
mm-hmm.
in your clothing.
A secret zipper?
Mm-hmm.
A zipper you don't know about?
Well, I guess it might be...
I've never had a secret zipper
at the bottom of your jeans. A secret zipper inside your jeans. No, you just have like a zippered pocket.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe you can buy a pair of pants that are specific for this type of thing. If you're traveling and you need to protect yourself from pickpockets,
you can have so much going on in my head about where zippers are.
Well, the zipper would be where it wouldn't normally be. So you'd
obviously
have it at the bottom of the pants. You'd have a little zipper pocket at the bottom of your pants, maybe on the inside. That's actually a very good idea. We could make these, Bev, and we could be millionaires. And we'll talk more about that after.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life. Well, let's hear it.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
It is that simple.
It is that simple. I'm mm-hmm. Lynn.
I'm Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are WTBR 89.7 FM. Well, we're
yes.
brought to you by Pittsfield Community Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're talking about
all kinds of stuff.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And we have some riddles.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find page one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You ready for this?
I am.
What question can you never answer yes to? What tastes better than it smells? I'm an odd number. I always knew that. Take away a letter and I become even.
Okay. I need more time to think them through, except for number one.
Okay.
Okay. So we were just talking during the break, and I demonstrated on the bottom of my jeans where you can have a secret zipper in often used clothing.
Would this it make it bulky?
Well, not if you just have bills or your credit card and you zip it into this little secret spot at the bottom of your jeans. And now bell bottoms are back.
What?
I don't know if they call them bell bottoms or now they call them flare. Oh, yeah. High-waisted pants and bell bottoms are everywhere.
No.
And I love high-waisted. I love it. Because you don't get that muffin top.
Ah, that's true.
The high waist goes way up and all the fat gets tucked in there.
Oh.
And
but bell bottoms.
Oh yeah, wide leg. Well, oh yeah,
I'm actually wearing a pair of pants that have wide legs.
There
but that's
you
only
go.
Because they're too big.
You're right in style. So you could sew a pocket into the bottom of your pants. Wow. Or we were just talking, you could sew a pocket in your armpit, but we talked about maybe that wouldn't be too
smelly.
Yeah, that would be that
but
would
then
be
again
too.
There's the bragile.
There is. Tuck it right in there.
Into the cup. Hey,
yeah.
It may help lift him. Put a little roll
okay,
in there.
Okay, well.
Okay, anyway.
All right.
Report robocalls and unwanted telemarketing calls to the Do Not Call registry. Report caller ID spoofing to the Federal Communications Commission. And that number is 1-888 225-5322. And if you need more help in resolving customer issues, you can report scams to your state consumer protection office. State consumer protection office, which would be usa.gov/state consumer.
Okay. This is great information for people.
If you can remember it.
Well, you know what? The idea is to just realize that there's so much scamming going on. That's
yes.
why they have all this help.
Yep.
And just hang up. Say no. Don't panic. Don't make any decisions. Just
don't say the word yes.
Just correct. That's correct.
They can tape that.
Because they always say, is this Lynn? And I say, who's calling? That's what I always say.
Oh, I'd always say I'm today.
Today.
So, far.
So quickly, I'm just going to do the rest of the where to hide money in the house because I'm
okay.
going to move on. So I'm just going to zip through. Inside a non-transparent vase, inside a stuffed animal, under a large carpet. You can even cut a hole in your wall-to-wall carpeting square and put it under there and then put the square back, you know, in a place where you won't see it.
Right.
A head-mounted toilet paper dispenser.
Oh, I was close.
You were. A flask.
Wait a minute. A head-mounted?
I don't know what a head-mounted toilet. Oh, the. You know what? That's another thing. So, yeah. Okay. These are. Oh, no. These are.
Help.
Yeah, these are inventions that people had, but we won't do that. So that's it for where to hide money.
Okay.
And then we go on to when you get those calls.
Yeah.
You can, if you see it's an unidentified number calling your phone.
Yeah.
And you decide to answer it, you can answer it and say, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Ooh, I like that. And we could get away with that.
Oh, yeah. Hello, caller, you're on the air. And wait and see what they say.
Oh, that's such a,
isn't that a good one?
I like that.
There's more. There's some good ones here.
Like what?
Oh, my God, I've been waiting to hear from you all day. I've done that.
Have you
really?
And
then I just start talking. How are you? How's your family? My gosh, the last time I saw the little ones were so little. They must be grown up now. And I've actually gotten the person on the other side of the line to laugh. Yeah. You can actually. Kevin. Oh, my gosh. How's your mother? Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Hi there. I'm under 18, and my mom said not to talk to strangers. They'll hang up right away. Yeah. I'm under 18.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Here are some tips to help you avoid a banking scam. Do be suspicious if you are told to write, wire a portion of funds from a check you received back to a company. Do be wary of lotteries or free trials that ask for your bank account number. Verify the authenticity of a cashier's check with the bank that is drawn. When verifying a check or the issuer, use contact information on a bank's website. Don't trust the appearance of checks or money orders. Don't deposit checks or money orders from strangers or companies you don't have a relationship with. Don't wire money to people or companies you don't know. Don't give your bank account to anyone. And don't click on links in an email to verify your bank account.
Oh, that's true. Don't click the links.
Don't click any links in
because
any
Mark
message.
Because Mark is a techie. He's taught me, and it's ingrained. I don't click on any links.
Right.
Unless it's someone I know and have been communicating with, or, you know, I don't click on any links because that just brings you to bad land down the road. Yeah.
So if
and
you
viruses.
Get one, you
and viruses.
Yeah. So if you get one like that and you really think you want to look at what the link is for, go to the website. Type in the website in your own URL and check it out.
And I have found, this has happened to me, where I've gone to the website and they create a website that looks real. So you can't, it's so hard because you try to do all the things you should do and then it's, wait a second, this is not real. Then I had one that I actually thought wasn't real, and I called the phone number. It was a realtor that I had never spoken to from in the country, and it turned out it was really, just had a really bad website.
Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, sometimes you want to call the number, and you want to verify it. Yeah, so this brings me to something. So there's an app I have on my phone. It's called Nextdoor. Nextdoor is kind of cool because it's all neighbors. It's people in your area. You actually pick the area that you want to communicate with those people in that neighborhood if they live near you. And it's cool because it's like, hey, does anybody know a plumber? Hey, does anybody know, you know, a rain gutter person? Hey, you know, I'm moving. You know, does anybody know? So it's that kind of friendly banter. So someone was on the other day and said that they had mailed two checks at the post office, in the box outside. Those checks somehow got stolen and got washed, and the amounts got changed.
Ooh.
So she alerted everyone to this, and then, of course, other people kind of chimed in saying that, you know, they had the same type of thing happen. So one of the people mentioned permanent ink that you can't wash, specifically for check writing.
Wow.
So I went on to Amazon and I looked for this type of pen, and it's not expensive. You can get the pen if you're still a check writer. This person had a business. Excuse me. And you can buy these pens where the ink actually soaks into the paper and it cannot be washed.
Huh.
So that's something that happened just recently.
Wow.
Yeah, right out of the box at the post office. I don't know how that happened, but it did.
I've always been a little leery about putting them in that box.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just would rather feel more comfortable going inside.
Going inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. Report all robocall calls. Let's see if I've done this. I think I've already done that one. Telephone scams. Yeah, I did.
All right, while you're looking, can I have your name and phone number, and I'll call you back? That's what you can say to someone who's calling you.
Yep.
And they say, no, we don't do that. And then you say, oh, so you don't want random people calling you all day? Really? Yeah, if a telemarketer asks if you want to hear about a product, absolutely, but first, let me tell you about the meaning of life. Yeah, they should probably hang up. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. You win. You don't have to ever call this number again because you won. Have a good life. Get a different job. I've been really nice sometimes, and I've said, you know what? wouldn't you like a job where people want to hear from you?
Oh.
Why don't you go and find a job where you don't have to be hung up on all the time, and you probably get people that are nasty. And
they wouldn't give you money, though.
No, well,
you wouldn't
no.
get paid for
well,
it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you know that there are government scams?
No.
Yes. It's called a grant scam. Government grant scammers try to get your money by guaranteeing you a grant for costs like college or home repairs. They ask for your checking account information, and with it, they will deposit the grant money into your account or withdraw a one-time processing fee. Government grants are rarely awarded to individuals. They go to state and local governments, universities, other organizations. If you think you've been a victim of a government grant scam, report the scam to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC. If it was online, call 1-877-FTC-HELP. Yeah.
It makes you just want to cancel your phone.
I know.
Cancel your email. Just cancel everything. Go live off the grid somewhere on a mountainside. If they call you and they're offering you a chance to win a money prize.
Yeah.
Just say, oh, no, I've got tons of money. What are they going to do then, right? Tons of money. Somebody could call you and say, you just won $1 million. I need your name, your birthday, your address, and your Social Security number to send you your prize.
Oh, boy.
So, you know what? This doesn't say what you say. Oh, I guess you could say, no, that's okay. I've got tons of money. That's another one where you can answer like that. You can say, oh, gee. You can answer your phone and say, this is Pittsfield, Massachusetts morgue. You kill them, we chill them.
Oh,
what can I do for you?
My sister used to answer and say, you stab them, we slab them.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Okay. Don't assume a phone call is originating from the area code displayed on your caller ID. Some scam artists use technology to disguise their location, make it appear as if they're calling from, say, Washington, D.C. And people can also use your own phone number to call you.
Yes.
Because they've done that with emails as well.
Yes. You know, these people that figure all this stuff out,
mm-hmm.
if they could use their brain power to do something positive,
yeah.
helpful.
What a world.
And I don't really understand how people can be scammers and
sleep,
unless they just don't care. And that's sad to think.
Could be.
This is, you know.
Well, I don't know this person. Is faceless voice on the phone? You know?
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. So, have you ever had anyone call you and they want to talk to you about your car insurance warranty?
Yes.
Or you get the thing in the mail?
Yes.
Throw it out.
Because it scared me, because I read that, and they're very clever at how they word things.
Oh, yeah.
You get confused easily.
Yeah.
And it took me the longest time to figure out that it was a scam.
Yes. Just get rid of it. If you have a warranty or you have a place you bought your car, call them.
Yes.
Ask them if they called about your warranty. I mean, mm-hmm. I've gotten mm-hmm. that on cars I don't own anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of a key.
Oh.
It's kind of like ding, ding, ding. I don't
They looked you up. Yeah.
I don't own that car anymore.
Wow.
Hmm. You could pick up your phone and say, this is a test call, and confuse the heck out of them completely.
Could you also go,
Have you ever talked to them and said, you know, I'm not interested, and they keep on talking?
Always, yeah.
And you keep saying, no, listen to me. I'm not, and they just keep right on talking? They don't... I wonder if they can get to a certain place in the call, they get paid a bonus if you don't hang up in a minute or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. I think the next time I answer the phone, I'm going to say, who dis?
Yeah. Sometimes if I don't know who the call is from, I just answer the phone and I don't say anything at all. And sometimes it just disconnects. Yeah, I don't say anything. I think that's
genius.
Oh, yeah, just wait. And sometimes the call just goes, just because if it's a robocall or maybe once they hear a voice, it will connect. But they don't hear a voice, they just move on.
I like that.
Yeah, don't say anything.
That, yeah.
Don't say anything.
Let's see. You can. I'm running out. Let's see.
Are you?
No. Hold on. You must do research investment opportunities and investment professionals because people will call you and say, hey, this is really selling well. You should get in on this one.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in a stock market or anything like that.
Oh, yes.
And you must get all the details in writing, but still do your own research. No matter if somebody's trying to sell you a product on the phone, tell them you want written research on it. Don't just automatically agree with anything. Ask questions about costs, timing, risks, other issues.
Oh, yeah.
As you said, don't give in to pressure.
And don't give any personal information.
Exactly.
And you'll probably tire them out.
Mm-hmm. Don't invest based on claims that other people just like you have invested in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't feel obligated. Even if the professionals give you a lunch gift or reduce their fees, don't feel obligated.
Right. And that was before COVID hit.
Yeah.
That was a big deal, getting invited to a dinner and you hear the presentation and you feel, you kind of do feel like, man, they had me come to dinner. But don't do that. Don't go to the dinner.
Greg and I got taken in by a timeshare.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't know it was a timeshare. You come and they just show you this building or something. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it was about. And we sat there for about 40 minutes before it was obvious this was not going to be good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got up and left.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people just won't get up and leave. They won't get up and leave. They feel like they'll be rude but you get up and leave. I went to one of those in Florida many, many years ago. They had a breakfast. They picked you up at your hotel. They brought you there. You sat around. They're trying to sell you land down in that area that we were at. And they had maps and everything. And they had a big map on the wall. And then they have a salesperson at each table. So we had our own salesperson that sat with us to talk to us about all of this. The price started at, let's say, $40,000. And as the time went on and we were there, the price kept coming down.
Oh.
And there was someone walking around to all the tables, and then they would come over to the table and say, lot number 14 is gone. And then they'd walk around a little bit more, and then they'd come back and say, lot number 18 is gone. And that. So they were making you feel like, oh, man, these people in here are buying these lots. And maybe we should. The price is coming down. Maybe we should. So here's the kicker. Of course, we were young. We didn't buy anything. We left.
Yeah.
And
were you a realtor at the time?
No.
Ah.
No. I was in my 20s.
Okay.
So several years later, this land is now Epcot.
So
in hindsight, you're like,
that would not have
they
been
had to
good.
they had to buy all those lots from those people that bought those lots, and I bet they made money because now Epcot wanted that land. So anyway, that happens. So
yes.
If you want to buy some really cool stuff, you can look these things up. A head-mounted toilet paper dispenser, which we talked about for just a second. And there's actually a picture. It's a dispenser on your head that you pull down. There is a shower microphone sponge that you can sing with. There is a foot-powered bicycle. It's got wheels. It's got handlebars. It's got a seat, but you put your feet on the ground and you push with your feet on the ground. It's an hysterical picture. It's the coffee mug iron. So it's an iron with a built-in coffee mug on the top so your coffee stays hot and you can iron your clothes and you can drink your coffee.
I'm trying to picture these.
These are funny. And then this one was hilarious. It's a quack duck bill muzzle for your dog. And they showed the dogs with these quack bill muzzles that are absolutely hilarious.
Have you seen the ones with the lips, the big red lips?
No, but it's similar to that, where your adorable little dog now has these.
Or even your baby, you put a pacifier.
I've seen that. I've seen that. It's so cute.
Okay, riddle. What question can you never answer yes to?
What does N-O spell?
No. That's good, but it's not the answer.
It's not?
No, but what's it's
the,
a good
what's
one.
What's the answer?
Are you asleep yet?
Oh, yeah.
But I like yours.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
It came to me right away.
What tastes better than it smells?
I don't know.
Your tongue.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I am an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even.
Go.
7.
Oh, you take away the S.
There you go.
And it's even.
Yay.
Clever. Yay. Wouldn't you love to sit with someone that makes these up and talk with them?
After a while, I want to kill them.
This is Lynn and Bev, WTBR. We're Stuff every Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Have a great week.
See ya. Never mind. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.